Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. So all week we've been exploring miracles, and we've begun exploring the relationship between miracles and goals, and even whether miracle setting is something we can do. And the question I left with you in yesterday's podcast is, how do you know which things are within your personal power to create? In other words, are worth making into goals, if you think of it in terms of goals. And how do you know what's beyond your personal power to create? In other words, what we're calling in this podcast, miracles. Well, the philosopher Reinhold Niebuhr, and when in doubt, go to the philosophers, right? The philosopher Reinhold Niebuhr talked about this in something that you probably know as the Serenity Prayer, which is just an adaptation of what he originally said, which was, "Father, give us courage to change what must be altered, serenity to accept what cannot be helped, and the insight to know the one from the other." In other words, if the secret to a happy life and a successful one is to do what is ours to do and leave the rest to the gods or God or life or a universal mind or random chance, the most important thing we need is insight. And fortunately, the source of insight is already inside us. And fortunately, it's available all the time. Now, here's how I wrote about it in the Inside Out Revolution. So there's a chapter in the Inside Out Revolution called A Formula for Miracles. Step one, we look in the direction of what's true in life as opposed to searching for the most useful lie. In other words, most of us are trying to find a philosophy that works for us. We're trying to find a theory of life that kind of fits enough with what we already think, but is maybe a little bit better. Well, there's a different game in town that leads to a more powerful way of being in the world, which is look for what's true. Don't worry about whether or not it's useful. Don't worry about whether or not it fits. If it's true, it's true. If it's not, it's not. And when I say it's true, I mean objectively. I mean gravity. Whether we call it gravity or not, there's some observable phenomenon, consistent, predictable principle that when we drop something, it falls to the ground. Right? Well, there are things that are true in every area of life. And if we look for them, we start to see them. So, if step one is look in the direction of what's true, step two is, as we see more truth, we experience more new thinking, and a river of insights begins to flow. So, one of the things that happens is when you start to see how your own thinking creates this illusionary bubble that it's so easy to get lost in and caught up in, and that makes things seem so important, and then suddenly they don't look important at all, and it blinds us to some things and highlights others, and our heads are full of our own noise. Well, what I've noticed happens is that when people start to see truth, their minds settle down more. Their thinking settles down more. It looks less important what you think, and more important to see that you are a thinker. And when your mind settles down, new thoughts come through. And the expression river of insights was a friend of mine who described it that way. He said, and whenever I kind of have this conversation about truth, shortly thereafter, it's like a river of insights. Fresh new thought starts to flow through my mind. So, formula for miracles. Step one, we look in a direction of what's true in life as opposed to searching for the most useful lie. Step two, as we see more truth, we experience more new thinking and a river of insights begins to flow. Well, what's step three? Step three is that when an insight in life is sufficiently profound, its impact on our life is transformative. So nothing changes on the outside, but everything's different on the inside. We experience a vertical leap in our level of consciousness, and we gain new perspective on our old way of being in the world. We give up on the apparent safety of the known in search of the as yet unknown, the field of pure possibility, the space where miracles happen. So in a way, this three-step formula for miracles is really one step. Look for what's true. Look for what is universal in life. Not what's true for you, not what seems to be true, not what you think in the moment, not even what I say is true. Look for what is observable, predictable, and fully explanatory. Look for principles. And as you see them, steps two and three take care of themselves. You'll experience more new thinking. Your mind will settle down. Insights will begin to flow. And when an insight in life is sufficiently profound, your life will transform. And your relationship to creation will transform. And your relationship to possibility and to miracles will change for the better. Have fun. Learn heaps. I'm going to talk about this in one more way tomorrow, and I'll talk with you then.